we should understand that those who are not chanting and remembering Supreme Personality of Godhead, they cannot be happy. Never. Only you should know that we are all eternal servant of Krishna. Those who are chanting are not chanting, remembering. Except Krishna or not. But all the creepers, all the trees, all the worms, insects, animals and birds, humans, all living entity are eternal servant of Krishna in part and parcel. If you are healthy, if you are wealthy now, have all the paraphernalia to be happy. But when one cannot help you, after some time, you will be old. Your beauty will be transferred into unbeauty. What?
Ugliness.
Ugliness. Your teeth will go away. Your cheek will go inside. Hair will be
white.
You'll be so weak that you cannot walk yourself. You'll have to take the help of any stick. And at the time of death, what you are now collecting, even a hair you cannot take. And at that time, making a stool and urine, oh, weeping bitterly, in coma, you'll have to give up this body. Very dangerous and very powerful. The messengers of death will come and will beat you. They will give in your fire. They will make iron very hot and red, and you will be given to that. Like embrace you. Why they are embracing ladies? And you were lusty. Now you should be lusty with this iron. Peeler. So remember this. At that time anyone, your father, mother, uncle, wealth, reputation, your pad,
position,
everything cannot help you. So mercifully, Swamiji, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami, came to this land. Sent by His Holy Master Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur and Krishna Himself, our Mahaprabhu. He was very powerful. He was very powerful Acharya. So everywhere we went, established centers, inspired all. But now I am thinking, why Swamiji, he told me in His last date when He was going to Krishna, why He told that, oh, you should help My devotees. I have brought so many monkeys, so many disciples. I was thinking that they are so good. Why He is telling me? But now I am realizing. Those who served Swamiji at that time very, with money, with wealth, with so many things, distributing His books everywhere, making centers of like New Mayapur and Saranagati here and there. More than 400 students were in Gurukul here and there, so many cows there, and Prishi was in the topmost. I was thinking why He told, but now I am realizing why He told, that you should help My devotees. Because after My departure they will be neglected by superiors and they will be weak. They can be big up there, tulsi beads and chanting even. They don't know what is real bhakti. They don't know what is Swarup Siddha bhakti. Swarup Siddha means constitutional, transcendental bhakti. They don't know. So He requested me to come. and I am seeing so many senior devotees now very weak. I have come to beg something here. Like Haridas Thakur and Nityananda, with my jholi, with my
bag.
Oh, this donation bag. Please give me some donation. What donation? Not wealth I want. I don't want any worldly thing. Nothing. I want that. You should give me what? Oh, you should again be bold and strong. Take Tulsi. And again begin to chant. If you cannot do, even 2 rounds, 4 rounds, 10 rounds, 16 rounds you can do. And it is so powerful that very soon, oh, it will attract and you will begin to do more than 16. Even you can do like 64. I know that some devotees here also, they do 64. I know. So we should try to follow all these things. And again with a very inspiration, we should again preach everywhere. I know so many devotees have left ISKCON. Now they are so weak. I have come to again re-inspire them. So you should give me that begging that you should again chant. Again, be a strong devotee and go on chanting. Try to help others also, though have been weak now. You should try to help them also. And again, books should be distributed. I requested you tomorrow, yesterday, that even at least 12 books you should take off and you should distribute. And do some service, always chanting, remembering some. And you can manage your, maintaining your life also. No harm. And brahmachari should be very strong, like at that time, like our society. Never to fall. Sannyasi should be like that. I want brahmachari, they should have no girlfriends. And if lady devotees, very strong, they should be like that brahmachari and thus preach in whole world everywhere. There is only way to be happy, no other way. Chanting and remembering. But Guru should be very strong. The Guru Nishtha, the honor to Guru is backbone of bhajan. If you have no pure Guru, to whom you will worship first and then to Krishna and Mahaprabhu or any deity? If you have no Guru, if you have fallen Guru, oh Krishna, one let us accept. So try to realize all these things. And this is the main purpose of Jagannath festival, card festival. Jagannath himself, Krishna, is so merciful to all. That he has manifested this Jagannath Baldev Subhadra from Neel Madhav. Like melted way, melted form. This is the melted form. Why melted? Out of love and affection for gopis. So we should try to understand. And we should try to follow all these things. Can you say the essence of Rath Yatra festival? Very, in only 10 minutes or 15 minutes. Loudly. You can take. You can face towards public. You can come here. Loudly, like a
lion.
Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes like that.
ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः.
But once you come back, for ordinary people, their hearts and their minds, they're the same. My heart is Vrindavan. I know you like Vrindavan so much, so please put your lotus feet in my heart. You come in my heart, in Vrindavan, then Krishna's love for the inhabitants of Vrindavan awoke. And he was saying, oh, you don't know, I'm crying so much. As you're feeling separation, I'm also feeling separation. As you're thinking it's just your misfortune that I'm here, that we're not meeting, so I also think it's my very severe misfortune that I'm not with you. Actually, the inhabitants of Vrindavan are my life and soul. And amongst the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the gopis are my very life and soul. And amongst them, Srimati Radhika, you are the very, very life and soul of my life and soul. Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he says in his purport there, from this statement of Krishna, we can understand that Srimati Radharani is the queen of Vrindavan and Krishna is simply her decoration. He is declaring his mood there. So Srimati Radhika is lamenting like this. And Krishna is saying that, I will come back. Actually, he's promising that I will come back in 10 or 20 days at the very most. Just there are a few demons to kill. I've killed so many demons, there are just a few demons left. And when I've killed them, then I will come back and we will have pastimes together. And actually, somewhat later it came. He killed Dantavakra, that was the last. And he went to Gokul, Braj, and performed pastimes and then took all back to Gokul. And then Vasudev Krishna continued with the pastimes and wound up like that. So, what is the significance of Rath Yatra? The Rath, in the previous, it was like tradition that Krishna Baladev Subhadra, he's going on a chariot to Vrindavan. And then Bhimala Devi Dev.
You know that in India, in Jagannath Puri, any Western or Eastern devotees, except Hindus, who are Vedic Hindu, only Vedic Hindu can enter. But not any foreign devotees can enter. Do you know? Very strict there. Anyone cannot enter. Those who are not actually by birth Hindu and in India. Even the Prime Minister of India, he was the daughter of a Brahmin family, but he left Brahminism and he married with a Muslim, and very powerful, wealthy person. But even the Pandas of Puri never allowed even him and his son also, Rajiv Gandhi, to enter the temple. Very strict there. You can go to Puri, but you cannot enter. Jagannath Devi is Patit Paman. He is of all. He has no distinction, no difference between Indian devotee, Brahmin, Kshatri or any Western devotee. So he makes a trick that I should be there for whole year, but for these 9 or 10 days, oh, I will be like Patit Paman. I will go on the street and all can take my darshan and all will be liberated. Understand this? Huh? What I told?
You said that because there are restrictions that those who are non-Hindus, they cannot take darshan of Lord Jagannath.
They cannot enter in temple.
They cannot enter into the temple and take darshan. So then Lord Jagannath, he plays a trick.
There are so many police, guards, everywhere, in 4 doors, anyone cannot go. Any bird of Western countries, they cannot, or Eastern. Even air cannot go. They're strict.
They're very, very strict. I remember some...
Sometimes they checked me there. Oh, your eyes are not like... and you are also some fair complexion. I'm not fair, but even. And they checked me. Then my panda was there. And he told, oh, bogus persons. Oh, he's my client. He's my
customer,
not my
judgment.
Judgment. And he took me. So sometimes Indians also, Delhi wala, Pundarik Prabhu, they never allowed, but we were there, so very strict, but Krishna is very funny and tricky. They can make these rules, but Krishna cannot. So Krishna, Jagannath, with Subhadra, Baldev, three deities, with Chakra Sudarshan, for this time, they come on the road, and they are not quickly or hurry. Sometimes, standing on same place, for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days even, and giving so much darshan to all. You went?
I tried some years ago. I was going in, I dressed.
Because you are Indians, like South Indians.
But they said, who's this black boy here? It took stick, wanted to beat me.
And if he knew Hindi, and main Hindi hoon. Humko rokta kya hai? They will be shy. But he knew, your hairs are not like Indian. So by trick, Jagannath comes, Subhadra, with Subhadra and Baldev, like Patipan. Krishna is so merciful. His devotees are more merciful. You could not call him Swamiji. You have not called me. Our Guru Bhargs have sent me. And the Guru of Swamiji, out of mercy, he told him to preach in Western countries here and there. And he came out of pity and mercy himself. In a boat he came. Navigation, India. And he was dying. Heart attack was there. And he was thinking that I will die or what will be. But there was mercy of Krishna. Krishna wanted this and he came anyhow. And he preached very soon. So you should not be weak. Very bold. Krishna is so tricky also, very merciful. As gopis were not satisfied by Uddhav or Baldev or Krishna himself, he told that you should meditate me. They were never satisfied. Never. As you know, he also played a trick to Arjuna. In Mahabharata, Yuddha, battle of Mahabharata Yuddha. He was playing a trick to Arjuna. Sarvadharmana parityajya mam ekam saranam braja. Aham tvam sarvapapyobhyo mokshayishyami masucha. What is the meaning?
Abandon all varieties of material religion and just surrender unto me. I will protect you from all of the reactions of your previous activities. Do not be afraid.
This is the best instruction to Arjuna in Gita. You know? Mahaprabhu rejected it. What rejected? Oh, go on this, bogus things. He rejected. He told to Rajamananda. Why he rejected? When Krishna told to Arjuna, Arjuna was very, very much feeling so much pain. Oh, how is this funny Krishna? He telling me to be Sharanagat, to surrender. From my birth, he is my friend. Bosom friend. He can sleep with me on same bed. Arjuna can keep his feet on the chest of Krishna. And Subhadra, Rukmini Satbhava men can fine and chamar. And the feet of Krishna will go on the chest passing. And Draupadi and Subhadra, they will fan and. And Krishna will be very happy being on the same cord, taking remnant of with Arjuna, like Sakha. Sakha is more superior, more. And he is telling me now to surrender. Have I not surrendered? Why is tricky person is telling like he was not satisfied, as Gopi was not satisfied. Oh, Krishna tells you, don't be worried. I am not telling to you, I am telling through you to all others. Understand? So Krishna has here also told like this to Gopi. Ahuscha naninab padarabinda yogaiswarairapi hrdi achintamagadabhojana sansara kupatito taranavalambam geham jushamati manasya udiyat sadana. Oh, we are not yogi. Like Brahma, Shankara and others, Kapil, others, Sanat, Sanandan, Sanatan, that in trance they will meditate for the darshan of Krishna lotus feet in their heart. And they are satisfied if a semblance comes in their heart. They are satisfied. But we are not like that. You should know that our heart and mind is same. And Vrindavan, our heart is Vrindavan. Mane bane ek kari jani. Our heart is Vrindavan. Our mind is
Vrindavan.
And if you are coming there as before, then we will be happy. We cannot be happy here. Why? Because Madhurya and opulence cannot be together. Never it can be. You should know. I told you about Madhurya and Aishwarya. They can never be there at a time. He has so many opulence. Krishna cannot tell that I am son of Nanda Baba Yashoda. He is bound to tell that I am Kshatriya and I am son of Vasudev and Devaki. He cannot take peacock feather. He cannot play on flute. There are so many thousands of Rajmahishi, queens there, horses and everything. We want that you should come to Vrindavan. Oh, gopis are very self-interested. Very swarthy.
Selfish.
Why they are requesting Krishna that you should come to Vrindavan, giving up all the devotees there in Mathura and Dwarka, thousand and thousand? Why they are requesting Krishna? So they must be selfish. What is the reason? You should tell.
Because Krishna can only...
Why they are not selfish? Very selfish.
So,
you can take. No. Navin should be ready to reply this question. Go on.
When Krishna is in Vrindavan, then Krishna himself has admitted, Aishwarya ganati sab jagatam ishrit, Aishwarya shitila prem nahi mora prit, that in this world everyone worships me with knowledge of my opulence, thinking Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the creator, maintainer and destroyer of everything. He is Sarva Shaktiman, all energy is his. But those who love him with knowledge of his opulence, that love, Krishna said, it cannot satisfy me. It cannot control me at all. But those who love me in a natural way, like my friends, they say, oh Krishna, what kind of big man are you? I am better than you. My father has more cows than your father, so I am better than you. Or his mother thinks, oh, I will have to feed him makkan and roti, bread and butter, otherwise he will become so skinny and he will die. So she thinks he's helpless and wants to feed him. And more, Krishna said, Priyam yadi man kare kare bartan, vaira stuti hoiti hari, say more aman. That all Brahma Shiv and all Mahajans and many great personalities, they're offering prayers to me, stavan stuti from the Vedas. But when the gopis of Vrindavan, when they chastise me, when they criticize me, when they call me dirt, oh, you are a cunning cheetah, you are lumpat, debauchee,
You are a liar, you are a thief. And they criticize him in this way. Oh, then his mind is stolen away from the reverent hymns of the Vedas. Therefore, Krishna is called Uttama Shloka. He is glorified by the highest prayers. What is that? That is the abuse and criticism of the gopis of Vrindavan, like Srimati Radhika, Lalita Devi and others. So, Srimati Radhika, she's feeling pain in her heart that Krishna is away. And she's feeling separation from Krishna. But what is this separation? She's feeling that Krishna is feeling separation. She's feeling that Krishna, he cannot be happy there. There is no Ras Leela in Dwarka or in Mathura or Kurukshetra. Ras Leela will only take place in Vrindavan. And in Ras Leela, Krishna, he has said to the gopis, how you have loved me in such a way, I can never repay you. I am indebted to you. And there the gopis, they will make Krishna so happy. Why? Because Krishna thinks, I am indebted to the gopis. I can never repay you for your love. So he feels the burden of that debt. But how will that burden be lifted? When the gopis, they can relieve the burden of Krishna's heart by giving Krishna a chance to serve them. Then Krishna can be satisfied. When the gopis, they say to Krishna, oh Krishna, my hair has become in a mess, you should rearrange my hair. You should decorate me. You should decorate my feet. Wear my ankle bells. And Krishna will walk and look here and there in the grass, trying to find her ankle bells. And then he will take her ankle bells and put it on. And Krishna will feel so fortunate that I had the opportunity to serve the gopis. But all these exchanges, very high exchanges of prem, they are not available anywhere else. And Krishna, he's Rasika Shekhar. He is the relisher of all mellows. So unless he's in Vrindavan, he cannot relish these mellows, and his heart will never be happy. So they're saying, oh Krishna, so that you'll be happy, please come to Vrindavan. And there, you can serve us and you can be so happy.
Something more, not in full. Answer is not in full. Something like it. So Naveen can... You should try.
Hare Krishna. So Gurudev ordered me that we have to
jaldi se prashan kar
prove that gopis are not selfish. So we have heard from Gurudev so many times, if you have relation with someone, you can spend your all wealth for her or for him. So similarly, we have to know what is the relation between gopis and Krishna, and what is the relation between Krishna and other devotee. So Gurudev give you example just now, Sarvadhaman Parityajya, indicating Arjuna, Krishna want to teach the whole world through Arjuna. So I can take example or adopt example for Arjuna also. Once Arjuna asked Krishna, oh Krishna, I have heard that in Braj, your sakhas, your mothers, your gopis, they appease you so much. Yet why are you being in Dwarka, even being in Rukmini court, why you remember them so much? Then Krishna replied smilingly, oh Arjuna, you are asking me. So you are so my near and dear, so I am answering you. Brajapura Jagitrinang Parusa Vacha Jatha Pramodayati Stutimabhi Mahamuninam Madhura Padadapi Nasake Tatha. Oh Arjun, listen very carefully. Brajapura Jagitrinang, in Brajbhumi, who love me in paramar mood, they call Jagitri. If they use me harsh word even, yet my mind and heart want to always hear that harsh word for me. And another hand, Stutimati Mahamuninam Madhura Padadapi, if any saintly person or any highly qualified person praise me with ornamental language, yet it is not Hitkarna Rasayan, that means it is not pleasing my heart and ears. So, and then Arjuna asked, what is the relation between you and gopis? Then Krishna replied, Sohaya Guru Vasissa Bhujissa Bandhava Priya Sattang Badami Te Partha Gopakinime Bhavantuna. Oh Arjun, they are my assistant, they are my gurus, professor, and they are my disciple. Bhujisabha, they are my friend. So any kind of relation in this world, there is an impossibility of relation, all relation with me and gopis. Only all relation is possible only with gopis, not other than gopis. So Krishna has thick relation with gopis. This kind of relation, nowhere else. Krishna used to go for cow grazing. Why? Want to meet with gopis only at in any means, at any cost, at any tricks. So during cow grazing, left behind all sakhas, sometime taking Madhu Mangal or Ujjal or Subal, he used to go Surya Kunda and Radha Kunda to meet with gopis. So gopi can please Krishna, none can please Krishna like gopis. So for gopis it is explained in Shastras, Nijangam Opi Jagoppa. Gopis can serve Krishna by the all senses, none can do this. So being in Nandalaya means royal palace of Nanda Baba, Krishna at night, leaving back mother and all other, he used to go to for meeting with gopis.
Don't go so deep.
So gopis are not selfish, only gopis can make happy Krishna completely. We have seen during when Krishna lifted Govardhan, Indra want to destroy the whole Braj, but he could not do so.
Can you tell that gopis are not selfish? Or you are satisfied what they have told? Oh, give me.
Shavarani wants to say something.
What?
She is also one.
Exactly. You want to tell something?
Well, I think very few times.
What?
She says very few say, but she is thinking there is something.
I am not so much learned. I am a very simple devotee. Kanishth like. Naveen has quoted so many shloks, big, big shloks, and he tried to prove he is so learned. I am very.
Which you kiss me at before, now you are taking examination, so I am giving.
I don't know. Very simple reasons I am telling that all Brajavasi, especially gopis, they know the heart of Krishna. Krishna is not like Supreme Personality of Godhead. They cannot, even in dream, they can think. They can think like that Krishna is son of Vaspan, Nanda Baba Yashoda, and beloved of all our gopis. And his friends to Siddham Subhasana. And all want that Krishna should be happy. He should be happy in any way. But they know also that Krishna is so shame, tell himself so much shame.
Lajja.
Lajja means?
Shy.
Oh, Krishna is always shy. Shy, you know? Very shy. So Nanda Baba and Yashoda and all gopis and friends are so tricky. They know that Krishna feels shy. What shy? They know that if Yashoda will give butter and makkhan to Krishna, oh, he will be shy. But Yashoda made so many tricks that he should, must take. Once, Yashoda Maiya is telling to Krishna, oh Krishna, you are now so weak. You don't want to take anything, bread and butter and all these things. How your, this shikha will be so
thick
like Baladev? Oh, you see, Baladev is so strong, his shikha is like so much.
Thick and long.
You cannot be compared with Baldev. You are so weak. Then Krishna told that, Mother, I want to be, I defeat Baldev. So you should give me bread and butter. And he, then by trickery they are giving to Krishna. You know, Yashoda always thought that Krishna does not want to take anything. And that is why he is going to be weak. So he called Srimati Radhika from Javat, trickly, giving so much wealth,
jewels,
ornaments, and so many garments, always sending there. Why? That Krishna becomes shame. He does not take anything. So if Krishna will take what Radhika is cooking, then he will be very strong. So trickly, Srimati Radhika comes and makes what Manohar Laddu and Amrita Keli and so many things. Trickly Devi. Is there anyone in Dwarka or Mathura that they can give this delicious foods like Yashoda Maiya? Oh, Krishna cannot tell them, Maiya, mother, mother. Never. So all gopis are knowing that as strictly Yashoda Maiya used to give all these things to Krishna, oh, he will always be neglected there. He cannot tell that, mother, give me bread and butter or anything he like. But Yashoda Maiya will prepare so many kinds of by Rohini, by Radhika, by Lalita Vishakha, all will be called there. And trickly they will prepare so many delicious things. And by trick, if he is not taking, then Yashoda mother will come and tell that, oh, for your merit.
On my head.
Kya ji iska? Hamara shapat hai, tum khao.
It is my vow that you should eat.
Yes. Oh, bhav with Narayan, oh, you should take. And then Krishna take. And then he again tells, and some Krishna is taking. Yashodatma, any devotee, Devaki, or anyone, they don't know all the tricks. Krishna may be feeling hunger, but due to shame, he cannot. Sometimes Krishna is so that he wants something from gopis. He called on flute all the gopis, but he told that you should return that. But he wanted from his heart, what? I should dance with gopis. We should satisfy Krishna, but Krishna is tricky. He told that you should all
return that.
But gopis are very tricky. They know how to satisfy Krishna. They told that, oh, you are my guru. All we are your disciples. A disciple should worship guru. And after that, they should worship their husband or even Krishna to anyone, Narayan. If anyone not worshipping guru, then he cannot satisfy Krishna or anyone. Supreme Personality of Godhead or Narayan. So, and if you are not accepting this puja, service, worship, then what you are? You are
suffer the reaction.
That you are offender of Vedas. Je jathang mam prapadyante tam tathavyabhajam. By trick, they defeated Krishna, and what Krishna wanted that I should be in dance and rash, trickly the gopis told. Krishna wanted that I should touch the body of gopis. But, oh, go, you cannot touch. You cannot touch. You should. So, making Krishna greed more and more.
they can satisfy Krishna. How Krishna will satisfy? Districts, Dwarkavasi, anyone does not know. So, gopis are selfless. No spot, black spot. No anyabhilas, nothing. By all their senses, by their hearts, by mind, by soul, totally serving to Krishna. If Krishna is sinful, what?
Shy.
Oh, they can play a trick and then they will satisfy Krishna. This trick anyone does not know in Dwarka and Mathura or any place in the whole world. So gopis never selfish. Always trying to serve Krishna and to satisfy Krishna. So Krishna is always debted to all the gopis. Gaur Premananda Gopis. You should try to realize this. And you should always be very strong in your faith. You can only be happy if you are chanting and remembering Krishna. So Krishna, he descended from that Golok Vrindavan to these forms, and all can see, all can worship, all can offer anything. You can see that when Rath festival was going, Rath festival, lakhs and lakhs, more than 40 lakhs of devotees there assembled. They brought so many delicious preparation from their homes. And where they were standing from there, oh Jagannath, we have offered. And from there, by his
eyes,
and he's taking everything like this. Honore, like that. Some are, some none, thousand and thousand devotees. Or you know coconut? And then
breaking and making paper.
No.
Throwing
towards Jagannath. Sometimes it comes on anyone's heads, no harm. Like this. And Jagannath is so happy. Sometimes, anything they can bring from their homes and they offer to Krishna. From far away, from 1 mile, no harm. Or from there, Jagannath. Everywhere his hands, his eyes are lakhs and lakhs, his hands are lakhs and lakhs, and he will take from anywhere. So this is the mercy, causeless mercy of Krishna, Jagannath. So you should think that we are searching Krishna. It has told anywhere, on all epics. But this is not true. Bhagavad is telling another thing. What? Krishna is searching us. He is playing on foot. For whom? Oh, come on. He's always searching his friends. Where my friends are? There is some
rice and yogurt.
And his mouth has been now sukha gaya.
Dry.
And he's searching. Where are my friends? Where are my cows? Where are my cows? Our calves? He's searching. So he is actually very for us and he is searching. He is searching us. Oh, how unfortunate myself. Krishna is thinking that they are my eternal servants. And they are unhappy in this world. Actually they are happy. We are all happy. So many problems, death. All we are in a well where snakes poisonous, hissing. And tigers on the top of well. Death. We cannot know then when death will come and these snakes will bite. Problems are bite. Like serpents, snakes, and tigers, like death. Parikshit Maharaj has life of 7 days, but we, not a single moment. So we should try. Krishna has come. He has sent Swamiji for you all.
all the Western devotees were first like hippies, dancing, taking wine so much, always smoking, always meat and eggs and so many things. But Swamiji came. They never called Swamiji. He came out of mercy. So Krishna is sending, oh, go to all these persons, unhappy persons, and try to give some process that they should chant me. And he came and gave. Out of mercy. So Krishna is sending all these things. He is very causeless, merciful. So he sent. He sent me. I never thought in dream that I will leave Vrindavan, I will come to these places. Never. But he forcefully, he took my deshika and dragged me here. And you should go and help me. Your guru has helped you. Why you not
helping others?
You should go. So this is the causeless mercy of Krishna. So you should be merciful to Krishna. Krishna is telling you, be merciful to me. Anyhow, you should chant one time in your whole life, Krishna, Radhe, Radhe, Krishna, Ram, any name. And if you are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare.
Even one time in life, by heart and soul you have done, I will take you again in Golok Vrindavan. But don't offend any devotee. Don't make any nama aparad. Nama aparad, you know? Offense in the lotus feet of name. You should know that, oh, name is himself Krishna, supreme personality of it. He is so powerful, he is so merciful. So we should have this thing. Don't offend any devotee, whether they are initiated or not. If initiated, very good. You should honor with dandat pranama and everything. If not initiated, oh, from mind also, by heart, you should do pranama. That they are family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Or family so big. So try to do this thing. And if you will chant one time, 7 days in your whole life, oh, Krishna will quickly liberate you. Like Ajamil, like so many. So you should try to have this faith. Don't believe in wealth. Don't believe in odd jobs. Jobs cannot give you happiness. If you are observing Krishna chanting and you left your job and you are government servant, then government punish you, may. But Krishna will go in your form and he will do the job, surely. Understand what I told?
Yeah.
What? What I?
That if you do not, if you have some job, you do not do that, but you absorb yourself in taking Harinam, then Krishna himself, he'll go and he'll come in your form and he'll do the job.
You should have some strong faith. So I think in this world, very rare, very rare. What thing? Wealthy you can
collect.
But it cannot save you. What is rare? Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha. Sarva Sangha.
Sarva
Sangha. If you are sometimes forgetting your job and very responsible anything, and you are observed, you are forgetting that job, oh, Krishna will save you. But your job will not save you, and it cannot give you a pleasure for a moment.